is it that I find it physically impossible to feed a small child without opening my mouth and making airplane noises?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
How is your Easter IQ? Here's a chance to find out. Quickly gather the family around you and the rabbits and take our first ever Laugh Again Easter quiz. Are you ready? Which of the following is not an Easter song? A, Because He Lives. B, Happy Day. C, Silent Night. Some have complained that our quizzes are too difficult, so I hope you got that answer correct. Next question. Pasanka is a traditional way of painting eggs for Easter. In which country does Pasanka originate? Tajikistan, Ukraine, or Greenland? The answer is Ukraine. By the way, you can find the largest Pasanka in the world not far from where I live. It's in Vegreville, Alberta, Canada, eh? Next question. Hop egging is a traditional English game. How do you play it? A, place eggs on the floor and hop on them until your mother catches you? B, dance between eggs on the floor without breaking them? Or C, put on egg costumes and roll around Buckingham Palace? The answer is B, dance between eggs on the floor without breaking them. Let's hop on to our next question. The idea of the Easter Bunny originated in Germany in the late 1700s, but it was not a rabbit at first. What was it? A, a hare? B, an elephant? Or C, a rat? The answer is C, the Easter rat, of course. No, wait, sorry, that is a typo. The correct answer is A, hare. By the way, hares are mammals. They don't lay eggs, except for the platypus and the echidna. You never know what you're going to learn on this program, do you? Next question. On which of these days was Jesus crucified? A, Easter Sunday. B, Bad Friday. C, Monday, Thursday. Or Good Friday? The answer, of course, is D, Good Friday. Ever wonder why we call it Good Friday instead of Bad Friday? In German, the day is called Sorrowful Friday. Some believe that in English it developed from an older name, God's Friday. Regardless, the name is appropriate because as terrible as the suffering and death of Jesus was, it marked the dramatic culmination of God's plan to save us from our sins. Next question. Jesus rose from the dead how many days after his crucifixion? A, 7? B, 5? C, 3? Or D, 2? The answer is D, 2. Now, before you throw Easter eggs at me, let me explain. Jesus was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea on the same day he was crucified. That was day 1. And Jesus rose on the 3rd day, 2 of our days later. But in computing time, the Jews considered part of a day as the whole. So the answer is 3, but if you said 2, I'll allow it as well. Can you imagine the despair Jesus' followers experienced as the corpse of their Lord lay in that grave? They had spent 3 years with him, day and night, watching him heal the sick, raise the dead, perform signs and wonders, and preach the coming of God's kingdom on earth. They knew that Jesus would be this king, that he would ascend to the throne of David, and that his reign would usher in an age of prosperity and peace for the people of Israel. After all, that's what the prophets had foretold, wasn't it? Then Jesus was arrested, tried, beaten, and murdered. All their hopes and dreams lay shattered, along with Jesus' body in that tomb. But death could not keep him there. He rose from the dead, conquering sin, Satan, and death, and offering new life to anyone who believes in him. He said in John 11, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Jesus is risen. We are forgiven. And of his kingdom and reign there shall be no end. I trust that brings an everlasting smile to your face. Let's celebrate the hope we have in Christ this Easter.
My daughter was paralyzed at the age of 4 in a car accident. The highlight of her day now is listening to Laugh Again. The smile on her face is priceless. Thank you. To hear testimonies like that makes Laugh Again smile too. Every financial gift you receive makes a big difference. To donate today, call us at 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.